Hey guys, Christian Hudson here, and I'm joined by no other than
David Tian from Singapore, also known as the Asian Rake. Great to be here.
You sounded all excited when you said that, David. It's great to have you.
Oh, because I am excited. It's raining like crazy outside, and the thunder and lightning's making me all kind of feeling very cozy with you.
Oh, that's so great. Well, it's late night. It's late night here as I sit down and record this. It's midday as you sit down and record this. So hopefully the sexy mood will get transpired across the audio. Whatever. Okay, I'm gonna stop using those words. So guys, what we wanted to do, so there's some really cool stuff going on. On my end, I am going out to Singapore in mid-November to mid-December. Not only is it going to be my first time out there, but David and I have not taught together for just like, I don't know how long.
Yeah, how long? Four years, I think?
Yeah, it's been
live
ages.
Program.
David has become a superstar in Singapore, like literally, like full page spreads in the newspaper. You know, we're doing our thing over here in the States, and so I'm so excited to, you know, be joining you over there. And in honor of this, so we're going to do some coaching. We're going to be announcing that concurrent with all this. It's going to be the only opportunity in, you know, probably a long time to work with both David and I. So what we wanted to do was do a little contest and give away a little tip right now. Just something to get you guys going and to be cool and share something awesome with you. So, David, what do we talk about for the contest? How's this going to work real quickly?
Well, the guy who gets the most blog comments on the announcement blog post is going to win the contest. And the loser, wow, did you hear that lightning?
Yeah,
the loser is going to get hit by lightning. The loser is going to have to, what was it we decided on? Dress as dorky and geeky as possible. I think the winner gets to decide how geeky and dorky. And we're going to make him do some crazy things on the streets of Singapore, meeting some people and making a fool of himself. And we'll really record that for everybody's benefit.
Now, that's not going to involve anything like that would lead a person to get caned, would it, David?
Yeah, no caning. Caning would be, we went too far.
Yeah.
That's just some feedback from the world saying you went a little too far.
I've heard that that's actually kind of a big thing over there. You know.
Well, if you're really into the cane, I get you one. I can work that out.
No. Once I think we covered that territory already. The coziness of the thunderstorm is good enough. So basically, you know, guys who are listening to this on my website, please leave some comments and share some thoughts because. Then I'll be able to get David to dress up like a very foolish man.
And likewise, Christian's got a much bigger a list because he's been building it for many years as a veteran in the field. So I'm definitely the underdog in trying to get the comments. So any help would be appreciated unless, of course, you just want to see me make a fool of myself.
Oh, man.
Well, which case, you know.
Yeah, and you know, chances are we're both going to end up doing something
foolish. Yeah.
So let's move on to the tips here because, you know, it's funny. Since I started podcasting or, you know, doing these spoken audio things over the internet maybe God, 4 or 5 years ago now, attention spans have really dropped. And, you know, having a lot of ums and ahs like I normally put into my speech is just not very good. So let's get on with it. David, you've got a really cool tip about how to have fun when you go out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to find a tip that you can do quickly. This is one of those. It's called the Mr. Bean technique, and this is going to help you have fun pretty much anywhere you are when you're trying to meet people. Why is having fun so important? It's about emotional contagion. You got to have you got to be feeling good and in a fun state, and she'll pick up on that, and she'll be having fun too, and she'll like the feelings, the good emotions you're giving her, and that is really attraction. Attraction is an emotion. So let's cut to the technique. It's called Mr. Bean, and the reason for that is when you're in flow, in a flow state, because that's when you're at your best. You're not self-conscious. You're not having all these limiting beliefs running through your head, like, does she like me? What if I say this and she won't like me anymore? Oh my God, what am I supposed to say? So you want to get rid of all of those thoughts and just go with the flow and be in the moment. So this technique is designed to help you do that. So I'm sure all of you have seen Mr. Bean's TV shows or the new movies that are coming out. And in the TV show anyway, what I think is going on through his head when he's walking around is pretty much nothing. So in the show, they don't have any dialogue. It's like, So it's sort of like that, I think, in Mr. Bean's head. And if you can empty your mind of all that limiting beliefs and self-talk that you want to get out of your head, you're just going to have an empty mind. But from what meditation teaches us, you can't just empty your mind because your brain is continually moving, unless you're brain dead. So you're going to have to fill it with something else. And usually what fills it up is this bad self-talk. So instead, fill it with nonsense, right? So when I'm feeling self-conscious and I'm wondering, I'm second-guessing myself and wondering if the girl's going to like me and so on, I just start to say in my head, I'll say to myself, because that's sort of like Mr. Bean going about his day. He's not thinking anything, and he just runs into stuff, bumps into things, and falls over. It's like, and sometimes when I'm very self-conscious, maybe I know, in fact, that there are, objectively speaking, that there are people watching me who are judging me or something. I'll actually just go ahead and say it out loud in the club, like it's because it's the music is really loud, so no one can really hear me. They just see my lips moving, but I'll be like, God, I got to stop thinking these things. So, so I'm actually just filling my head with nothing. And if you're thinking and you're just walking up to this girl, then suddenly whatever you're going to be just acting in the moment, and suddenly whatever you say is going to be more of an expression of yourself.
Nice. Nice. So this is kind of living in the now, like Eckhart Tolle talks about, or as my girlfriend and I like to say, living in the meow, the power of meow, which has become something that I actually clear my mind with. It's really funny, is if I do need to clear my mind, which these days happens from time to time, like I just get overwhelmed with business stuff or whatever, I'll just like start thinking of cats meowing, like meow, meow.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, take whatever they want to use, Mr. Bean or the power of meow or whatever. I like that one, David. So, quick question for you. You know, the inevitable thing that a guy might ask is, well, what would I say to a girl? Or, you know, how am I going to, you know, talk to the girl? Or, you know, what should I open with if I'm, you know, if I'm just thinking do. You and I know that's kind of a longer answer, but I'm curious if there's any short answer you have.
Yeah, well, here's the thing with openers. The key to making an opener work is,
getting struck by lightning.
Intense. The key to making an opener work are not the words. The words themselves don't matter so much. And we say that, these coaches say, you know, forget the words, you can use any opener. And in fact, that might be part of our bet. We're going to use any opener. But, the reason for that is because it's the emotional state that drives it. So you can walk up to her, and at that point, if you're in truly unself-conscious state, just like do-do-do-do-do-do, you can open her and say, hi, my name's so-and-so. I mean, that's the most basic opener, and you can use that if you're truly in flow. But if you want an opener that would work, let's say, in a common bar or club setting, you can after do, you're Mr. Bean, you're truly not thinking about anything in particular. You can open with, hey, I just saw you sitting here. I thought you were really cute, and I wanted to come over to talk to you. Because that's a pretty basic one that most people can't fuck up very much. So, hi, my name is, you know, there aren't that many ways that you can mess that one up. And, hey, I saw you sitting here or standing here, and I just wanted to come over to tell you I thought you were really cute. So those two are pretty basic that you could use, and they would be very effective if you've got the Mr. Bean mindset of just filling your mind with nonsense.
Right, right. And, you know, the funny thing is, as basic as this stuff sounds, it's the stuff that's the hardest to get because, it requires that you actually just put yourself out there and do it and don't rely on any techniques or tricks, but just, you know, put yourself out there and be cool and, you know, get along with her. Any other thoughts on that one? I want to share mine, but I know you've got some.
Yeah, just to contrast with why having fun is important. And this technique is there to help you have fun. And a lot of guys think it's about these lines or techniques that get the girl. But really, it's if you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying yourself in the moment, she's not going to enjoy herself. And that's really the key. She has to feel good emotions when she's looking into your eyes or when you're nearby. And a lot of guys don't realize that they need to, when they're at the club, they can't be thinking, I got to get my 10 approaches in, or I got to get like this PUA technique thing done or something like that. Instead, the majority of what's going on mentally for you is to focus on just enjoying yourself in the moment. Like if you're not enjoying yourself yet, take some time, slow down, and enjoy yourself first. And then once you're in a good mood and you got a smile on your face, then start opening people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Great stuff, man.
Great stuff. So let's hear your tip, man.
When
you mentioned it, I actually hadn't heard it yet, so I'm really excited to hear this.
I've sent out one email about it before that got a really good response, but I don't think too many guys actually got that email. It was like to a private section of my list. So this is what I call the false choice. Basically, this is so we all know the rule that we want to get girls to kind of invest in us and put some effort into working for us. You call that compliance or investment or whatever. What I found is there's a broad theory here, which is that if you make somebody laugh before you ask them to do something, then they're more likely to comply with the request. I'm sure that that's written about in some psychological paper. If not, somebody should do it. But it seems to hold true in most things in life. So, what you do is you make a request, but you say, hey, let's do this. But you give a second option, which is really absurd. So they're not gonna go with the second request. They're gonna go with the first one. 9 times out of 10, as long as the first one's not so outlandish that they're like, what the hell? I'll give you a couple examples. So, this is a while ago. I was living in Soho, and I was asking this girl out on a date who lived on the Upper East Side. And, it's a little bit of a ways from Soho to the Upper East Side. It's like, quite a few train stops and a long taxi ride. But I wanted her to come down to see me. So I said, hey, let's meet at – this is a text message. I said, hey, let's meet at 9 down here in Soho unless you want to do midnight in the Bronx. And then I had a little tongue sticking out face guy. And so, it makes her laugh, right? Because obviously she and I aren't going to meet at midnight in the Bronx. She wrote back something like, oh, yeah, 9 at Soho sounds fine. I'm not feeling that adventurous tonight. Some other false choices that I found myself using. One time I was leaving the bar with a girl who things had actually heated up pretty quickly. And me, that's not I normally don't sort of move too quickly with girls, but this time the vibe was there and I was like, okay, it's going to happen. And so I said, I said something to the extent of like, shall we head back to my place right now, or do you want to try your hand at breaking and entering into someone's around here to find out? And so, and like the insinuation was we were going to go back and we needed some private time because we'd already been like kissing each other and it was moving pretty quick. But so she laughed at that and she's like, no, I don't want any tickets tonight. Let's head back to yours. Let's see. Another time at a bar. So I've got a bunch of examples about this. Another time at a bar, I was talking to a girl and I wanted her to, I wanted to drag her along and have her meet my friends. And I said, something like, come on, I want you to meet my friends. They're awesome. And then she's like, she kind of looked my way, towards my friends. And then I said, or we could, just go talk to that unfriendly looking dude in the corner. And so, she laughed. She's like, no, let's go meet her, my friends. And then the last one, this is another text message that I sent to a girl. I said, come by mine for dinner. Let's make some blackened salmon tonight. Or we could go fishing in the East River. I'll get the poles, you get the worms. So all of these, clearly there's one option that is, fun. And the way I'm presenting the option is, I want you to meet my friends. They're awesome. Let's make some blackened salmon tonight. We could head back to my place. Well, obviously there's a little insinuation there. So you're selling the one that you want just a teeny little bit. And then the false choice of the second one is something that's like funny and absurd and something you're never going to do. And I don't know where I started doing this or how I started doing this, but I know I've sort of trained my brain to do it. I was in line the other day at COSI. This girl started talking to me, and I just found myself doing this a couple times like as I was talking to her. It's like I think, again, you train your brain to do these sorts of things, and it's just kind of funny. So that's my tip. It's the false choice.
Let me ask a follow-up question. That's a really great tip there.
No follow-up.
When you started, you were saying you don't want to go too crazy. Like how far can you go with that, with your false choice?
In terms of the absurd thing?
The absurd part. I think you meant that.
No, I meant you shouldn't go too far in terms of like, let's put it this way. You know, I feel like there's a subsection of guys who read and listen to dating advice who are looking for like the ultimate psychological, you know, loophole to get a girl to go back to theirs with doing no work. And like what I was saying in terms of, you know, you can't go too far with this is you're not going to get a girl to like come back to your place who if she barely knows you by using a false choice. You know, you're not going to say, hey, do you want to go back to my place or do you want to go to the bar and get totally sloshed for a drink and like, you know, pass out on the floor in the bathroom? Like that'd be a false choice. But if you just met her, like it's obviously not going to work. Actually, that might be kind of funny. I should, you know, that'd be,
it's a little riskier opening.
Do you want to go back to my place or do you want to like try to just get sloshed right here and like end up in the bar and make out with each other in the bathroom?
Should we just do 10 more shots or my place?
There you go. But yeah, my point is, you know,
it's
when you're asking for something, it's that you're asking for something that's fairly reasonable to ask for. And, you know, like where this really came about was where I had this girl who I wanted to come down to my place. And, you know, everybody knows I'm like a nice guy and I'm a good guy. And like, I often find myself in a position where like, I don't want to put people out of their way. And so, you know, for a long time with dating, I would be like, oh yeah, I'll come meet you. It's no worries. Or like, you know, let's meet halfway. And I finally got to the point, I was like, you know, I want like, I'm dating enough people, I want them to like just come meet me. And it's not just because I'm lazy, but it's like, man, it's a lot of, you know, taxis and subways to get around. So that's where this started to come about. You know, where I was like, you know what, it's not unreasonable to ask her to come meet at my place, and I just need a funny way to do it, to, you know, to get the investment, to get the compliance. So that's where this was birthed.
And it's great for the persistence, because when she's right at the edge of trying to decide, she hasn't said yes, but she wants to, but she's not going to say it yet. It's a great way to just push her over the edge with that funny request. And it's the laughter is a big part of it. It's got to be funny. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the whole point is just like, you know, laughter and making people smile makes them have fun with you. It makes them enjoy being around you, and they're more likely to, you know, go with what you're doing and want to be around you more if you can do that. So, you know, but it all starts with Mr. Bean or the power of meow.
And that also is like a dare. Did you notice that? Like you're saying you're going to do this or that, and then when she doesn't take your dare, she kind of feels like she lost the bet, and so she's going to go with whatever you suggested.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there.
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah, man, thanks. So that's – okay, so that's – Small pitch here. That's just the very, very, very tippy tip of the iceberg. When David and I are working together in Singapore, you can tell we've obviously got really great rapport. And besides that, we both really love helping clients. It's like our thing. I mean, obviously, you know, both of us have businesses where what we like to do is help guys, you know, get better at this stuff. So, you know, this is more or less a once in a lifetime opportunity. I don't know when I'm going to be in Singapore again. And this is just going to be awesome. So if you're interested in working with us, then by all means, get in touch and we'll schedule it up.
Yeah, this is going to be legendary, man. You were my very first mentor from way, it was 2005. So, you know, you're getting the whole, a big range of ideas and experience here.
Yeah. Plus we'll be your friends for life. no joke, dude, seriously. Like some of my best friends are former clients. So, all right.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, thanks for spending the time here. Try not to get electrocuted, David. And
try my best.
we'll see who ends up getting dressed up like a nerd. I've already got an idea. Though. Like if you dress up like a nerd, I already know it's going to be suspenders. Definitely going to use suspenders. We're going to be hiking your pants up really high and like hiking.
Oh,
your,
like Urkel from that show?
Yeah, total Urkel sort of thing.
Urkel look.
Yep, exactly.
Just don't touch my hair, all right?
Well, no, that's also it's got to be parted down the center. You remember with the Wing Baby video?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that was awesome.
It'll be like, man, do you remember my character in that, Harvey?
Oh man,
yeah, we'll see.
It'll be worse. We'll see. It'll be worse when I make it. It'll be worse.
All right, so guys, leave a comment. We'll send you some pictures from Singapore, and we'll definitely be meeting up with some of you guys out there.
Yeah, and leave those comments
on my blog.
On my blog.
All right, see you guys.
All right, man. All right.